This is a podcast version of our YouTube video. Make sure to subscribe to Outspeedia on all platforms so you don't miss any content. Now on with the show. Hello guys and welcome to Odds on Euro. We are going to analyze the three games we have on Monday, and this means the games of Group D and Group E with Álvaro Romeo. Hi, Álvaro, how are you?
Very well, Edu, how are you?
I'm great, looking forward to starting this Euro. And remember, you can leave a comment in the video. Also, ask any question to Álvaro. We are going to analyze Spain, for instance. And you will have the chance to win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And of course, if you enjoy our videos, click on the like button, subscribe to our channel, and click on the bell to get all the notifications whenever we do these live videos or we publish new content. So, Álvaro, let's start with the first game we have on Monday at 3 p.m. Central European time. This is Group D, and we have Scotland, Czech Republic. Probably, remember, in the group, we have England, Croatia. So this is almost a must victory for these two teams. They see each other as the weakest of the group. Maybe it's a major advantage for Scotland. Remember that they are playing at Hampden Park, and this is going to be massive in Scotland for sure, a team that qualified in the penalties against Serbia. They've been absent of a big tournament really, really long time, and they were doing all right actually in the previous games before the Euro, including a draw against Netherlands in a friendly game. And Álvaro, we always talk really good about the Czechs, but this week also they lost 4-0 in a friendly game against Italy. But they were able to draw also against Belgium in the World Cup qualifiers. They have a good squad, and if we check the odds, they are slightly favorites to beat the Scottish, 2.75. Although, if we check the odds, we can see that this is going to be a very balanced game.
Yeah, I think that you will get very good value, whoever you choose to back here, either the Czechs or the Scottish team, or even a draw. I think that there is good value in all of them. Personally, just for the fact that Scotland is playing at home, not in front of a big crowd, but they are playing in Hampden Park in front of 12,000 fans. I believe that this can make a slight difference because Scotland are going to feel like playing at home because they are playing at home, even though this tournament, you know, has many different grounds around Europe. So for that reason, I could potentially back Scotland to win the game. But since I am not too sure, because the Czech Republic and Scotland, they are starting the tournament, and whatever happened before the tournament, it doesn't matter so much. I'm going to focus on some other markets. For example, the over 2.5 goals is something I really like here. That pays 2.62. And of course, the both teams to score paying 2.10 is something that I really like too. I believe that both Scotland and the Czech Republic will identify this game as an opportunity to capitalize and to get as many points as, well, 3 points, to get the points, the needed points to start with the win. And that's why the over 2.5 goals and both teams to score are something that I really like. When it comes to Scotland, well, the Tartan Army, they are doing okay, more than okay, well, with Steve Clark, who, let's not forget, this is a manager who managed to get West Bromwich Albion to the 8th position in the Premier League a decade ago, which is the highest position in the Premier League that the Baggies have ever gotten. This manager got the best of Romelu Lukaku at the time in West Bromwich Albion, I remember perfectly. And for Scotland, this is the first game in a major tournament since 1998. The first game in a Euro since 1996. I mean, how do you like that? I mean, a Scottish player, David Turnbull, for example, wasn't even born in 1998, the last time that Scotland played a World Cup. Their performances, they've been okay so far. In the last three competitive games, they got two draws against Austria and Israel, and they beat Faroe Islands 4-0. I will stick more to the draws they got against Austria and Israel because I believe that those results, they are okay. Not fantastic, but they are all right. And then they got a very impressive draw against the Netherlands in a friendly. Yeah. So this was pretty impressive. I think that the target is to negotiate the group stage, and Steve Clark, the manager, has said that. Scotland is in the group with two World Cup semi-finalists. So this is not going to be easy. And when it comes to the way they play football, I can imagine a lot of action from the left-hand side with Robertson doing endless runs forwards. Then I can imagine McTeen, one of my favorite midfielders in the Premier League, firing shots and appearing in the periphery of the box endlessly. Che Adams going strong for the duels. Che Adams is a good striker from Southampton. And Billy Gilmore, if he starts, which is not too clear to me, he will try to control the game for the Scottish side. So this is an exciting team of Scotland, and I believe that they will be hyped to be back in a major tournament for the first time in 23 years. When it comes to the Czech Republic, well, they are playing their 7th Euro in a row. This is quite an achievement. In the last three competitive games, they beat Estonia comfortably 6-2 away. They draw with Belgium, which is really, really, really impressive. Yeah. This was in a competitive game, in a World Cup qualifier, and they lost to Wales. So, as you know, there is a mix of results there for the Czech Republic. The truth is that they've got good players. Tomáš Souček from West Ham United, 10 goals this season. Darida Kufal, Paklic, the Sevilla goalkeeper, he's a good one. They will try to dominate the possession. And, you know, in the head-to-head, they played twice not too long ago in 2020, and Scotland won both games. That's why I'm saying that if I back someone for the full-time result, it will be Scotland, just on the basis of that and the reason on the basis that they are playing at home. And yeah, as I said before, over 2.5 goals is something that I do like, that pays 2.62, and both teams to score. That market, I love it. That duplicates your bet.
All right. Also, Patrick Schick, a player that sometimes is underperforming a little bit, but he has a lot of quality for the Czechs. Another option, Álvaro, because the odds are quite high for both outcomes. If we want to be a little bit more cautious, we have Scotland Asian Handicap 0, for instance, odds 2.05. That is a good option. You get your money back, and if someone backs Czech Republic, Asian Handicap 0 for Czech Republic is 1.89. Yeah. But Álvaro prefers here Scotland and over 2.5 goals. Yeah, Álvaro?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think that those will be the markets I will be backing. There is a very interesting contribution from Vivica Crystal. She's saying, what about 1.5 goals in the first half for Scotland? Well, that is optimistic, obviously. But as I said before, I mean, the fact that Scotland hasn't played for a long time in a major tournament makes me think that they are going to be overhyped and probably even over energetic for this game. And the likes of Robertson, the likes of Tierney, the likes of McKean, you know, I think that they know how to control this energy and use it in the favor of the team.
Then let's move on to the next game, Group E. On Monday, we have the full group, the two games, Poland-Slovakia at 6 p.m. Here, the Polish are so favorite, odds 1.88. They are going to play in St. Petersburg. In our analysis, actually, Álvaro, of the Euro ups and overall, we've commented that Poland, they have a chance to top this group because Spain is quite weak at the moment. So I guess we all expect here a victory against Slovakia, a weak team, in my opinion. They draw with Austria, which is all right. Also against Bulgaria in friendly games. And they are able or were able to beat a team like Russia. So they were not doing that good, let's say. But then they draw with Malta and Cyprus. So it's a team that we cannot trust a lot, whereas Poland, they haven't gotten the results lately. Draws in the friendly games coming to this Euro, Russia and Iceland in the World Cup qualifiers also. They draw with Hungary, of course, they beat Andorra, and they lost to England. But, of course, we have to highlight here one of the best strikers of the world, if not the best. They have Lewandowski. So we have to back them, no? Poland, actually, the odds are not that bad. 1.88 is not bad.
No, that's not bad. And in fact, if you are going to make a big bet, you know, multiplying your investment by 1.88 is kind of all right. So I could back that one, Poland to win for a 1.88. However, I like some other markets that I will explain now. Let me give you a bit of background information, Edu, because I think that Poland in the last three competitive games, the World Cup qualifiers, they got again mixed results. They drew 3-3 with Hungary, they beat Andorra, all right, nothing good, nothing bad about it. And then they lost 2-1 against England. That was, for me, the international break that shaped club competition until spring, because Robert Lewandowski got pick an injury in the March international break. He couldn't be with Bayern against PSG, and that had a massive impact on that tire, to the point that, well, Bayern had many chances, but Keylor Navas did like 30 saves, something like that. You can imagine that if Lewandowski had taken some of those shots, Bayern would have probably scored a couple of goals. But anyway, that's another story. This is the fourth successive appearance in the tournament for Poland. They know what they are doing. They are not alien to this tournament. And they've got good talent. I mean, not only Lewandowski, but what about Zieliński? What about Glik from Leeds United? Szczęsny, Juventus goalkeeper. Petnarek, Southampton defender. The only problem when it comes to scoring goals is that Lewandowski has become such a focal target that it is difficult to think that Poland is going to win a game without Lewandowski having a great performance. And let me explain why. There are two players from Poland that are going to be missing the tournament. And they were players who were going to play alongside Robert Lewandowski. One is Milic and the other is Piontek. Well, they are not playing the tournament. That means that there is more responsibility over Lewandowski, but also more responsibility on those players who have to contribute with crosses, with shots from the distance, whoever gets in the box. So, yeah, I mean, these absentees are a little bit of a setback for Poland. But yeah, I think that they are a good team. I think that they could be favorites to top the group here. That doesn't mean that they are better than Spain or anything like that, but Spain hasn't prepared the tournament the way they would have wanted. When it comes to Slovakia, well, Stefan Tarkovic, they are playing the Euro for the second time in Euro 2016. They progressed to the last 16 round, which was already good. When it comes to their late performances, well, they got 5 points in the last three competitive games. That's all right. They beat Russia, as you said. And then in the friendlies before the tournament, they drew with Bulgaria and Austria. Again, that's okay, but that is not particularly promising. The team physiognomy tells you that the majority of the players are not playing in Slovakia. In fact, only four of the squad, they are playing in the Slovakian Superliga. The star is still Marek Hanšić, I believe, although he has some injury issues. And then there are a couple of players that are interesting too. For example, Ivan Schranz, who has a little bit of an ongoing injury, but he signed by Slavia Prague lately, and he scored 13 goals this season. It's a shame that Strelec is going to miss out due to injury. But yeah, anyway, I think that Slovakia is not better than Poland. I think that Poland is going to win this game. So, you know, I think that both teams to score is a market that I could back because the Polish defense hasn't been perfect lately. So both teams to score, that pays 2.25. I back that market and I back this one too, Edwin. This is my favorite. An Asian handicap of -1 for Poland, that pays 2.83. If they win, you win. If they draw, you get a stake refund.
Marek Hamšík, who arrives with problems, what a player, but he's in the end of his career. Henk is making a point here, like Poland in the Euros is always poor, and we remember how poor they were when they host the Euro with Ukraine, no? That yeah. Could be also a major factor how some teams, they overperform always when it comes to these final stages of these big tournaments, and some yeah. Others, in the case of Poland, they always disappoint.
I agree with that vision. I'm backing here Poland just for the group stage, but I think that when it comes to the knockouts, they are going to suffer and probably they won't be favorite pretty much to anyone. But Poland have negotiated the group stage lately, no? For example, in Euro 2016, I remember them doing that perfectly, and then, if I am not wrong, a bicycle kick from Shaqiri knocked them out from the tournament. But yeah, when it comes to the group stage, I believe that they can do it. They can do it. And Robert Lewandowski, at the end of the day, he's a man that whenever he gets given a chance, let's say a penalty, any corner, any ball in the box, he uses to capitalize. And that is something, for example, that Sweden cannot say. That is something that the Spanish strikers cannot be relied on, their ability to convert. And Poland have that striker, and that makes such a difference.
It's not a very challenging group, in my opinion, because the next game that we are going to analyze is Spain-Sweden, to be played in Sevilla, in Seville, in the Cartuja Stadium. They meet in the Euro qualifier recently, actually. They drew in Sweden. Spain won 3-0 when they played at home. And Spain, as you said, they are not preparing the tournament as well as they should because they had a COVID outbreak. First was Busquets, then Llorente, then they played a friendly game with the under 21. So overall, it's a mess, Álvaro, everything combined with a polemic, controversial list of Luis Enrique, leaving some of the best players of La Liga out, like Canales, Iago Aspas, Sergio Ramos, of course, the captain, and also linked to some bad results, like the draw against Greece. So everything is kind of bad in the Spanish national teams. And then when it comes to Sweden, they were able to win all three friendly games coming to this Euro, Armenia, Finland, Estonia, in the World Cup qualifiers. They beat Kosovo and Georgia, so they are getting the results. And they have some good players, as we know, Forsberg, Kulusevski playing in Serie A, Isak playing in La Liga. So it's an experienced team. And probably we see the odds, in my opinion, they are too optimistic with Spain. The odds are extremely low for Spain, 1.5. And even the Swedish victory, the odds are the highest in this first match for a team to win. So I'm very surprised because I don't see Spain as favorite as the bookies do.
I wonder, Edu, if the win against Germany back in 2020, you know, when Spain beat Germany 6-0, has something to do with these odds as well, because to me they are also gigantic and too big, definitely. I think that they are a little bit out of proportion. I think that Spain, yes, we can say that if they ask you a very simple question, who is better, Spain or Sweden? I would say that the majority of us would say, yeah, we think that Spain is better, but they are not that favorite in this game. So that's why, for example, backing a double chance sounds like something sensible, you know? A double chance pays 288. I'm talking of for Sweden. A draw for the Swedish or a victory for the Swedish in a double chance pretty much triples up your bet. That's something that you shouldn't forget and you shouldn't overlook. If I give you a bit of background, and if I give our audience a bit of background, they will understand why you and I are a little bit pessimistic with Spain. Number one, this squad is lacking some top players up front. And probably this squad is lacking a top goalkeeper too, because Unai Simón this season has been quite average. And believe me when I'm telling you this, I watch all the Athletic Bilbao games because that is my club. And he can be an excellent goalkeeper, but he was better last season than this season. This season he's been quite sloppy. And he has made the odd mistake here and there. So in the boxes, Spain is not particularly strong, neither in their own box or in the opponent's box. Then, there has been two positive COVID cases in the Spanish camp, one Busquets, one Llorente. They are back at home. It's not still certain whether they will be in the squad or not, because Luis Enrique can change or modify the Spanish squad before the tournament. So we don't know if Busquets or Llorente will be playing. And as a result of this little mess, Luis Enrique has had to cap an extra almost 20 players that they are training in the morning on a separate bubble. And then in the afternoon, the squad that was originally selected, they are training individually under the supervision of the manager, but they haven't had for the last 5 or 6 days quality trainings together. The team is training individually. A little bit happens, the same thing happens to Sweden, but I will go with that later. But my main point here is that, you know, Luis Enrique came back to the Spanish national team in September 2020, after an 18-month hiatus because he got some family issues. So the best thing that Luis Enrique could have asked for was quality time for training. He never had that. Let's don't forget that in October, in November, and in March, the international breaks had 3 games scheduled. So Luis Enrique had very little time to train with his team and to tell them what he wanted from them. You could think, okay, all right, then in May and in June, he will be able to train at least 2 weeks with his squad. Well, he hasn't had that time because from the last Monday, all the Spanish players are training individually because there has been a positive or 2 positive COVID tests. This is the situation and it's a difficult one. I believe that Luis Enrique is one of the best coaches that the international football has at the minute. He won a championship with Barcelona. Suarez and Messi both in 2021 have agreed that Luis Enrique is the best manager they ever had. So Suarez has had really good managers in his career, Lionel Messi too. So this is something that is quite impressive. Or it's such a compliment, I wasn't expecting that. And it's quite flattering for Luis Enrique, but he hasn't had the time to train. When it comes to Sweden, the story is a little bit similar. I mean, they have had two positive cases, Kulusevski. To this coach is that Jan Andersson hasn't called a number of players to train on a separate bubble. I mean, he believes that the players he's got are the players that they are going to be certainly playing the Euros. This is a different approach to the Spanish one. Sweden got so far 6 points in the World Cup qualifiers, 2 wins out of two. They won the last 5 games, friendly or competitive games, but they were easy opponents. If you go back to November 2020, they got only 3 points in the last Nation League. They never managed to get a single point against the likes of Portugal or France. So we can say a little bit that Sweden has been a flat track bully lately, but they haven't been able to beat the big teams. They beat Croatia, yeah, fine, but they wouldn't qualify Croatia at this stage in 2021 as a big team as Portugal or France are. So my bets here are going to be the following. A draw in the first half is something that I fancy. That pays 2.26, altogether with the double chance for Sweden, is something that I already flag, even though I believe that the double chance for Sweden has a great value, but it's not going to happen. I just want to underline it. But my favorite bet here, strange as it sounds, is a win 2-0 for Spain. I believe that Spain defensively has been all right. Against Portugal, they didn't concede almost any chance. And I can imagine them finally scoring a goal and winning the game. So I'm going to go for a win 2-0 for Spain. This is my favorite bet here.
Henk is telling us that he's going for a draw on this one. Odds are very good, actually, 4.6. You made a really good analysis of this game, Álvaro. Spain, Sweden. Not many people trust Spain, but as you said, well, Luis Enrique is behind, so we have to give him, for sure, at least some credibility. Exactly, at least until the tournament starts, and then we can throw darts at him and see and see if the team is working or not. Yeah. And in the meantime, of course, if you don't trust Spain, you can make a lot of money because, as you said, the double chance paid very well, the Swedish victory as well. We flagged also Sweden 1-0, the exact result. Odds are 17.0, so everything, if you go with the Swedish, it would be a lot of money for you. Then, Álvaro, thanks for analyzing with us these 3 games. Thanks, everyone, also for commenting. Still, you can leave a comment and win a £10 free bet with Novibet. And do not forget, click on the like video if you enjoy our videos in this Euro. Subscribe to our channel for more content and click on the bell to get all the notifications. We are always here for the Euro or for Copa America. So, see you very soon. Thanks, Álvaro.